This is episode 458. Problems, problems, problems. We've all got problems, but what are you doing about them? If you have issues with your health or your body or your weight and you're not doing what you know you should be doing, then this episode is for you to listen to if you want to begin changing or moving in the right direction. It might just be the motivation that you need to begin and to stay consistent. So, without further ado, let's begin.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another episode. I might be talking to you when I say this year it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on the scale. So if you want to go much deeper beyond just the being told what to eat and drink, then I'm your guy. So scroll down to the show notes, click the link, book in a time to have a chat with me or my team, and let's figure out if we can help you or not. So I'm talking about this concept of problems, right? And not doing what we know we should be doing. Because in my experience, I've spoken to a huge number of people, literally one-on-one, over 1,000 people. I've had conversations where people know what they should be doing, right? And I've spoken also to groups of people in multiple countries, in multiple socioeconomic demographics about health and nutrition and about behavior change and that kind of thing. And one thing that is consistent is that everybody knows what to eat. It doesn't matter how poor they are. It doesn't matter their situation. Doesn't matter their job. I've never met anybody that really didn't know vegetables, meat was a good idea. Even when I was speaking in San Diego to a room full of very poor people in the local community, people knew meat and vegetables, fruits were good, right? And so it throws out this idea that education, 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 we need more education. And it's the reason that a lot of the work that I do and that this podcast leans in the direction of focusing on psychology and behavior change. Because in a world of information overwhelm, and people drowning in information, when we actually figured out health and nutrition for like a million years, and then the last 100 years came along and just ruined everything and confused everybody, we don't necessarily need more information about nutrition and food. And so we've got a world where more than 2/3 of countries' populations, Australia, USA, UK, are overweight, obese, and have a host of different diseases, which are all related to their diets in some form or with some degree or by some percentage. And so how is it that we are in these wealthy countries with great technology and we are the sickest, fattest, grossest, most unhealthy, dying younger and younger, having lower and lower quality of life as we slowly die over decades now? Sure, they can keep people alive longer, but half of those people don't really want to be here because they can't really do anything, right? And I'm obviously generalizing, but you get the point. And so there's one perspective on this situation is that your problems aren't actually big enough if you don't do what you know you need to. It's like if you actually know the answer and you're not doing anything, your problems aren't problems. It's a privilege, right? And then the question comes like maybe your problems lack depth or maybe like all of us, we have emotions that live on a spectrum and we have really dark thoughts and we can have really great thoughts and experiences and on both ends. And so maybe you're pandering to your worst thought about yourself when you could simply just be pandering to your best thought about yourself. They're all thoughts. Why does one have more power over you than the other, right? And so, but I want to inject this idea of being able to have a problem, to know the solution, and to do nothing about it. That is one hell of a privilege. We live in a world where you're able to have problems, know the answer, spend money on resources and tools and people to be able to help you with that problem and still not change. And so, like, I want to just frame this in the lens of privilege. It's like, how spoilt are you? How spoilt are we as a country, as a Western world, where we're willing to look at our problems, know our problems intimately, and do nothing about them? So, I have a question for you. Do you think the kids in Africa or the people in Africa that are really struggling, do you think they let their feelings hold them back? Or do you think people in Ukraine or Palestine or Israel or anyone that's going through genuine hardship throughout all of human history, so every country, every culture, Do you think at the time they let their psychology hold them back from change? Or do you think they saw the enemy run through the door with a sword and didn't get up off the couch because they're like, I guess I'm going to die anyway. Right? That's what cigarette smokers say, right? You got to die somehow. It's like, okay, fuckwit. Right? And so it's a privilege to wallow in self-pity. It's a privilege to be lazy, right? And I'm not robbing anyone of their choice. You can be lazy. You can be privileged. You can do nothing about it. You can blame everyone else for your problems. You can blame the program for not working. You can blame the diet for not working. You can blame your medical professionals and health team for not helping, right? Anyone that attends the doctor and lets the doctor tell them the state of their health and their body, and then they leave being like, oh, well, now I know. It's not his responsibility. Your body is your responsibility. Your health is your responsibility. You should know by how you feel that things are right or things are wrong, right? And if you notice that after years of seeing a medical professional or a holistic health professional or whoever about your health issues, and things don't change or things get worse or you get fatter or you get sicker, you need to take responsibility. They're not helping you, right? They'll give you a heap of reasons why, oh, you're in, according to the data, you're in this group of people that have this really horrible experience. All of a sudden, we're in this world where everybody's in this category of data where everybody has a bad experience and nobody gets any better. Like, whoa, this is new. This didn't happen in the past, right? You need to take ownership. You need to use your agency to take ownership of your health, right? And acknowledge that what a privileged world that I live in to be able to wallow in self-pity and to let my emotions get the better of me. Because if my problems were big enough, if my problems were serious enough, if my survival was threatened on any kind of level, which by the way, it is, the way that for most of us in the Western world, our survival is threatened, is the slow deterioration of our health and our mobility and our ability to partake in any quality of life that's worth living, right? Sure, it's not somebody running through the door with a sword or a machete, or which happens from time to time, by the way. But, you know, it's not really obvious immediate threat that triggers cortisol and adrenaline into fight and flight. It's this slow decay of who we are as a person. And we let our body go and we let our health go and we let our psychology get the better of us. And we spend all of this time researching and overthinking, right? And so I want you to acknowledge what a privilege it is for me to be in this situation. And so my question is, are you going to actually do something with that privilege, or are you going to waste it away? That's kind of like Temu purchases. Most people don't need most of the purchases they make on Temu, but they're just stuck in this wasting of their money, this wasting of their economic privilege on shit that they fill their houses with, right? So instead of pandering to your worst thought and letting your dark thoughts take over you, have you got any evidence in your life that you've had a good thought about yourself, or you have evidence where you did something nice, or you helped someone, or you were capable? Because the reason that in my programs and the work that I do with people that are overweight, the people that have got challenges with their gut health, people that have got diseases as well, the reason that we focus on mindset, confidence, self-esteem is because of everything I'm talking about today. We are in a society and a culture that lends itself to wallowing, to self-pity, and to not taking responsibility and making action seem really hard. But if the problem was serious enough, the action wouldn't seem that hard, right? Because I'm certain you're getting off the couch if somebody walks through the door with a shotgun, right? And so maybe that's another way to frame it, is the foods that I'm eating are a slow-moving shotgun that are taking me down very slowly and I'm not realizing it. So this is a bit of a different approach on this podcast episode today. And obviously the way that I work is not like this all of the time, right? But my point is that sometimes we need a bit of a reality check on our privileged problems to be able to actually do something about them and minimize them in a way that doesn't take away from the truth or what actually happened or anything like that, but minimize them to the fact that, oh, I need to put this in perspective. I've got a problem. I know the solution. I'm pandering to my darkest thoughts and my weakest parts. And so I should not do that. So if everyone could do that overnight, then the world would be fixed and healed and healthy and the medical industry would be destabilized and it would all be wonderful. So the question is, how do I do it? Where do I begin? So one, start putting things in perspective, right? One perspective is lots of self-pity and lots of stories about how it's really hard for me and I've got all of these issues and these things happened. And I'm not taking any of that away from you. I'm just saying, okay, great. Now, what's the other side of the story? We've got money, we've got wealth, we've got privilege, we've got the ability to order things to our house, we've got healthy food at the supermarket. It's like the other side of that seesaw, the self-pity and the self-action responsibility side. Like, there's a lot in this privileged world that we can do for action and accountability. And there's billions and billions of dollars that get spent in almost all Western countries on health and wellness, right? But it's actually the rubber hitting the road and committing to that journey. And again, this is exactly why we work with mindset, because a lot of this stuff is about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world. And we need to get you to a place where not only do you heal parts of yourself, but you're able to have realistic perspectives on what level of control or influence those emotions are going to have over your decision-making. And this is why we do a thing called parts work as well, because we want to get those parts into those emotions, those anger, the pity, the sadness, the depression. We want to put those into a little bucket, let's say, within ourselves that is true and real, but doesn't consume the entire system every time we have a thought, right? So I want to leave you with this. And I know this has been an episode full of fire and full of intensity. And you might be thinking, whoa, this guy's a jerk. But sometimes we need real talk. And I'm unafraid of giving real talk to anybody that needs it, right? And sometimes I need real talk. Sometimes I need someone to sit me down and be like, hey, Maddie, open your fucking eyes. You're being a dick, or, you know, you're being terrible, or you're doing something, or you're self-sabotaging or whatever. And hold up a mirror and you're like, oh, I'm the source of my own problems, right? So all of this to say that I want you to go away from this podcast, think about the perspective you have on your health, your problems. Are they big enough? And that's not an invitation to go and create bigger problems for yourself. What I mean is sometimes our perspective on what's going on is really warped, and that's a privileged, abundant, excessive world that we get to live in. I'm not saying we should change that. I'm saying we should use it. We should use our privilege. We should use our access to resources to become the strongest, most amazing versions of ourselves. What a sad story of human history that we've gotten to this chapter in Australia, the USA, the UK, of absolute economic prosperity. And all that's happening is diseases, obesity, horrible psychological self-thoughts, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, toxin-loaded humans that hate themselves. Like, what a sad chapter of history. But I'm sure nobody wants to go back to a chapter of history where we're all starving, there is no food. It's like, come on, guys, use this chapter. Use this chapter. The resources are endless. This podcast has endless resources. You could absolutely transform diseases, your entire health trajectory of your entire family by this free podcast alone. But all of that to say, if you need some help, which many people do because we're in such a clusterfuck of information in the Western world, then feel free to reach out to me as well. I hope this put a firecracker underneath your butt today. And that was my intention. Trust me, I'm a lot of love a lot of the time, but sometimes I'm also like, hey, you, let's change. Let's go. Come on. Bootcamp 101. Anyway, thanks for being here. If you liked this, share it. If you didn't like it, give yourself a hug. You'll be okay. And I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts. Quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.